Israel tightened its closure on the Palestinian territories today in response to the deadliest attack by Palestinians in nearly 4 years. The incident occurred south of Tel Aviv. 8 Israelis were killed, 19 wounded, when a Palestinian bus driver drove into a crowd of mainly Israeli soldiers. The bus driver had just dropped off a group of workers from the Gaza Strip commuting to jobs in Israel. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
By 7:45 this morning, bus driver Khalil Abu Alba had dropped off Palestinian workers. Witnesses say he then turned around, accelerated as he approached a series of bus stops, and plowed onto the sidewalk and into the crowd. Bodies flew into the air. 7 soldiers were killed and 1 civilian. Police gave chase for more than 10 miles, opening fire on Abu Alba as he crashed into a truck. Abu Alba is now hospitalized and being questioned. Meir Chaim lives across from the bus stops and went running in panic when he heard screams. He was lucky. 2 of his grandchildren are soldiers and normally would be waiting there, but they were off today. Like many Israelis, Chaim was appalled that the attacker had special Israeli security clearance to be driving in Israel. The only solution now, as he sees it, is clear.
Separation. They should be there and we should be here. We give them food and work, but they betray us. We can't trust the Arabs.
Politicians echoed the anger. One cabinet minister said the territories should be hermetically sealed. Since fighting erupted last fall, Israel has barred most Palestinians from entering the country. It's cost tens of thousands their jobs. Israeli soldiers have shot dead several people trying to skirt roadblocks, including 1 Palestinian policeman this morning. Bus driver Khalil Abu Alba was one of the lucky few. He'd driven for the Egged Bus Company for 5 years, undergoing regular security checks by Israel's Shin Bet. An Egged spokesman says his work permit was renewed just 2 weeks ago. 35 years old, married with 5 children, Abu Alba does not fit Israel's broad definition of a security risk. The militant group Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack, but in Gaza, relatives say Abu Alba was not a member. They say he had been distraught by the death of so many Palestinian children in ongoing confrontations with Israel. His wife says he'd watched news coverage of dozens of wounded Palestinians last night. Ziad Abu Zayad is a Palestinian legislator.
The situation in Gaza is horrible. It seems to me that he was influenced by the things which he see every day around him in Gaza, and he acted on behalf of himself.
Palestinian officials suggested the attack was retaliation after Israel yesterday assassinated a Palestinian security official in Gaza. Israeli officials say they will now consider making it even more difficult for Palestinians to work in Israel. Some in the government worry such a move could backfire. Just yesterday, the United Nations warned that the closure policy is crippling the West Bank and Gaza economies, fueling fanaticism. But a senior advisor to Prime Minister Ehud Barak says there's little other choice for now. Danny Yatom spoke from a mobile phone in his car tonight.
We are cornered by the Palestinians to take some tough measures and reactions, and especially in the security arena, because we have to try to do our utmost as a democratic state to give the best security that we can to our people. And unfortunately, in so many cases in the last several months, we failed.
By afternoon, some streets in Gaza were emptied. Many worried Israel would retaliate with helicopter gunships, as after past attacks, but no airstrikes came. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.